Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. This is Kelly Barner, editor of Buyer's Meeting Point. Today, I would like to welcome Donna Wilczek, Coupa's VP of Strategy and Product Marketing, as my guest. Donna has over 15 years' experience in SaaS product companies in roles across product management, services, marketing, and sales, working with customers ranging from Fortune 100 to mid-enterprise. Her current role at Coupa is focused on product strategy and marketing, bringing innovative product solutions to the market that solve global spend management business challenges. Coupa recently announced a partnership with Amazon Business that will give Coupa customers access to millions of suppliers and hundreds of millions of products available through the Amazon Business Marketplace. Donna, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Kelly. It's great to be with you.
I'm going to put a little bit more information, you know, for instance, the press release on today's episode page. But if you would, could you start us off just by telling everyone a little bit more about the Coupa Amazon Business partnership?
Absolutely. Amazon Business, as you know, is one of the largest marketplaces out there. And what Coupa is really working to do with all of our customers is to be an intermediary between our customers and their suppliers, whether those suppliers are direct connections with that customer or through a marketplace. So for us, the Amazon Business relationship is a way for our customers to access quickly new sources of supply, but still get the compliance and control that they need. So the Amazon Business relationship with Coupa allows fast access into that Amazon Business marketplace through Coupa.
So most people are very familiar with Amazon just strictly as personal consumers. And we know that you can go to your computer or through your mobile device pretty much at any point and get whatever strange range of things that you need to get and have them delivered to you. In a B2B sense, does the marketplace either better support companies in some industries over others, or is it better suited to certain categories of spend? Where do you think the sweet spots are that companies will see benefit from this?
Absolutely, and you're probably talking to one of Amazon.com's best users here. I probably place an order every day through that for personal life. So yeah, some really great questions you just asked there. Obviously, business buying is a bit different than personal lives, right? On a personal life basis, you make your own, generally you make your own purchasing decisions. You don't need to worry about a company budget. You don't really need to worry about multiple layers of approvals based on what you're ordering. So in the business world, it is different because you do need these types of compliance and controls from a financial level and audit level. And that's what Coupa layers on to the Amazon Business relationship. When I think about categories and I think about how Amazon Business works, Amazon Business really is working on becoming one of the biggest multi-seller marketplaces to give people this visibility into the price, the offerings, delivery, ratings of suppliers, millions of suppliers, hundreds of millions of items, which is fantastic. There are some businesses, especially when you think about mid-enterprise businesses, let's say businesses between 50 million in annual revenue to 500 million in annual revenue. These types of businesses, they generally don't have buyers, or from what I've seen, they don't really have a buyer entity or many buyers. So those types of businesses really could do well in using an Amazon Business and allowing the market price to become their best price.
Now, it's interesting because, again, and I'm with you, if you're Amazon's number one customer, I'm probably number two and I'm not far back. But from a B2B standpoint, they've been increasing their presence over the last few years. And in fact, in, I think it was 2014, Jason Bush had talked about them on Spend Matters, although then Amazon Business was operating under the name Amazon Supply. And he was actually talking about how they had an opportunity to give providers like Coupa sort of a run for their money. And now certainly you've partnered with them, and I think where he originally saw them presenting the greatest challenge was in the small to medium-sized business area, somebody that wouldn't necessarily look to implement Coupa anyway. Does your partnership with them allow you more inroads into a smaller business client, or is this a way for you to use Amazon's existing capabilities that absolutely apply at smaller companies and allow that functionality to work for much larger companies?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you have to really look at spend categories and you look at the buyer ecosystem as well, right? So when you look at small businesses, if you're looking at small businesses, let's say, you know, under 10 million, under 20 million in revenue, these types of companies are really working on using like Microsoft Excel, spreadsheets, and emails because it's such a small organization. So certainly within an Amazon business, that type of model could work pretty well for them. Some basic workflows maybe to one manager, nothing complex. Same thing with budget tracking or integrations to ERPs and things of that nature. But those types of small businesses aren't really looking for those types of capabilities of a system provider. Some of those companies also have been at that revenue level for a long time. They're not a high-growth business. They're not a pre-IPO company. So those types of capabilities will probably serve them for long term. Most of Coupa's customers, if not all of Coupa's customers, are not that type of business. Most of Coupa's customers are more in the 50 million or above, ranging up to, you know, over 100 billion in revenue. So we're talking companies that have quite different needs. Again, when you think about the business landscape and what businesses need to run their business, purchasing, creating a shopping cart of goods is really only the bare minimum of what they need. And so if you think about Coupa, when we started in 2006, right around 2007 or so, we released capabilities that allows a person to create a shopping cart using any website in the world. So shop from any website and then fill your shopping cart in Coupa and route it for approvals through Coupa. And since that time, we've added more capabilities around managing your own content, managing workflows, all through configuration, 100% configuration. And I can tell you the amount of configuration that companies have done is really quite extraordinary. And it's capabilities that have come from what that business needs, whether it's a high-growth business that is looking to IPO, a company like a Box, or a Salesforce.com organization, high-growth, high-tech companies, or it's very large organizations like Sanofi Pharmaceuticals, a big pharmaceuticals organization headquartered out of France. When they are looking to run their business, they're not simply looking to buy goods. They're looking to buy everything their organization needs and manage everything their organization needs across the world, whether those are goods, the types of things you might find on Amazon Business, or services, whether that's professional services or contractors or maintenance services, whatever the services they need to run their business. And when you look across all of the spending that flows through Coupa, this might be interesting to you, Kelly. When you look across all of the spending that flows through Coupa, about 60% of it is actually services-related spending. So services against a contract and invoicing against contracts. versus traditional goods procurement, which is around 40% or even less, around traditional items to run your business, maintenance items, office supplies, IT hardware, those types of things. So it's definitely, you really need to look at it from the types of goods and services that are flowing through the system, and then the processes around those goods and services.
Now, when you talk about the processes, and it is interesting to hear the 60-40 split being heavier on the services end, I know it's been sort of a long time in coming that the focus has switched to increasingly putting services through traditional procurement processes. I sort of lucked out as a practitioner that I got my start in services, so I never thought of it as any different. I know for a lot of companies and a lot of professionals, there's a learning curve associated with that. So when we look at the internal processes that people have in place or policies, what sorts of internal conversations are people going to want to have if they decide to go down the road of leveraging the advantages that come with the Coupa-Amazon partnership?
Sure. I think first and foremost, it's really a shift in whether that organization is looking for open marketplace type pricing. So when you're looking at large organizations, or you're looking at large organizations that are working together through a program we have called Coupa Advantage, where we pool all of our customers' spend together, about $120 billion in spend, and negotiate contracts, the pricing can be quite different and quite lower than what you see in open marketplace pricing. So first, the organization needs to make review their own spending and look at the areas. First, look at categories of spend that they manage. And by manage, what we mean having a buyer that is actively reviewing the spend in that category and then determining, do they want to go out to market for bids, a sourcing process? Do they want to engage their existing vendor for price reductions? Do they want to use the open market concepts, such as an open business marketplace through Amazon Business or otherwise, because the items that they need are available there? Or can the Coupa Advantage program, which is also pre-negotiated content in a subset of categories, what makes the most sense for that category? So it all really comes back to that customer looking at their category of spending and making a determination on what's going to yield the most efficiencies and the most cost savings, because all of us are after savings and delivering savings that drop to that bottom line, delivering profitability for the company. But it definitely starts with a category assessment, and we certainly do a lot to help our customers look at their categories and help them make those types of decisions.
And certainly, I'm sure that there are certain categories of spend that lend themselves very well to this sort of a purchasing approach. But more generally speaking, it also might be an area where you could start to bring some of tail spend under management, sort of the continued bane of procurement's existence. You have these odd little pockets of spend that are large enough to show up in an opportunity assessment, but don't really justify the investment of anyone's time in procurement to actively, strategically source them. Do you see the Amazon marketplace approach being something that works if you do have sort of a range of products that you're looking to buy versus just a category of spend you're looking to manage?
You know, it definitely does, but it really depends on what Amazon business starts doing, as it allows companies to start filtering categories. This has been, and I don't know enough about what they're doing here as it relates to filtering categories. The last I was working with them, it was more of an open market. Everything was available to the customers. And as you know, in procurement, there are some categories for some businesses that are just going to be off limits, and they're not going to want those employees to buy those types of things. So we want, you talked about decisions a company will need to make. That's one of the decisions. Are they open to having a truly open marketplace, all of the categories that Amazon Business supplies, or do they really want to start restricting and controlling even within Amazon Business? But yes, absolutely. When you think about the tail end of spending, which if you look at the data really shows that the majority of suppliers for most businesses come from that tail end. When we look at our customers' data, now we're looking at over 500 customers worldwide, when you look at the data largely supports the message that about 85% of your suppliers may be tail end type suppliers. And by tail end, it's really suppliers that are invoicing you infrequently, doing business with you infrequently, maybe one time a year, maybe one time a month. But the vast majority of suppliers fall into that area. Again, that vast majority of suppliers fall into both goods and services. So you need solutions that can help you process your tail end of spend from both goods and services, looking at it holistically in one solution.
Now, if I'm a CPO and we've made the decision to go down this road, I have to think that visibility and reporting are very important, not only because I want to validate the decision that I've made to choose this path, but I want to be able to see the same sorts of results or the same sorts of organizational impact through any spend that's being managed through Amazon Business as I would some other e-procurement channel. So if you would, there's two areas where I'd be interested to hear about what sorts of visibility companies are going to have. One, of course, is savings. We are, you know, as value-oriented as we can be as a profession, we're never going to get away from savings. But the other is compliance. So for companies that do go ahead and make the decision to go with the open marketplace approach through Amazon Business, can I be certain that people are buying the components and products and things that they're supposed to be buying versus something that's being taken home and going into a home repair project? What sorts of visibility do you have to measure results as well as to make sure that people aren't abusing access to this Amazon marketplace?
Absolutely. Compliance is critical. And value is what we're all after. Whether that value is a hard dollar savings because of a discount or a compliance to a contract or a compliance to a business process or a compliance to budget, so we're not overspending or we're spending the dollars in the right areas. And I absolutely know that you can have both. You can have the best of both worlds, and that's really what we're looking to do with our customers, is give them the opportunity to connect easily, whether it's connecting into the Amazon Business Marketplace through Coupa and those hundreds of millions of products, or whether it's connecting to the internet and just loading up your shopping basket with any website in the world, or it's loading your shopping basket up with contracts that you've negotiated, catalog data that you're managing. At the end of the day, regardless of what comes into your shopping basket, must have the controls and compliance in place that your business needs. This is absolutely critical. I 100% agree with you, Kelly. Businesses need the compliance to run their business. Every business in the world has different processes based on their requirements, their auditors, their industry uniqueness, as well as the types of goods that may be purchased. So, yes, so if we think about at the basic level, like an Amazon Business, certainly the first thing are financial controls. And at the user level, Coupa supports the ability for a user to have self-approval limits because you want your business to be able to operate smoothly. And you need to be able to trust your employees. On some basic level, you must trust your employees to do the right decisions. And that's why you have the ability to use self-approval limits. But also, we strongly believe in a trust but verify model. So everything an employee does through Coupa is auditable and reportable. as well as trending, and you can run reports to see who's doing what when. Then you also then have the ability to layer in, after your self-approval limits, if you choose to configure those on, approval flows depending on what's being purchased. So you may decide for Amazon Business, you're going to route it through different workflows, or you're going to set the approval limits lower. Or for other categories where it's a contracted supplier for pre-approved services, maybe that's a different workflow. Or if it's hazardous goods, because you're buying hazardous goods from a different commodity catalog that you're managing because it's one of your critical supplies, that can go through a hazardous workflow, let's say. All of these types of things, the ability to configure it to meet your business rules, but then the ability to have the agility to change those rules as your business changes over time, that's really what's critical here in business. So you can have both, Kelly. You can have the ability to select items and services from the Amazon Business Marketplace or the internet at large and catalogs, but yet still have the control you need to run your business. So I think that's the really important thing that people should remember about procurement systems in general, is that when you are creating a shopping cart, you're not buying it, you're requesting it. And that request is then wrapped around layers of control that your organization has decided, whether it's lightweight control with the self-approvals, all the way to very extensive controls depending on the commodity and the spend amounts.
So one last question then, I think, and this actually goes to perhaps what this partnership means for Coupa above and beyond sort of the value proposition that it presents to Coupa customers. From a procurement standpoint, we're constantly faced with the challenge that you're never going to be able to do everything you want to do, and so you have to prioritize your efforts in the places where you're going to get the greatest return. And in some cases, that means leveraging automation. In other cases, it means working with outsourced or procurement as a service providers that can help sort of temporarily manage increases in workflow. Assuming that this is a success and it's well received and it continues going forward, does Coupa's relationship with Amazon Business give you as a company opportunities to maybe move some of your time and intellectual capital investment away from this area, assuming you'd had to sort of develop it and build it on your own, and invest it somewhere else on the product roadmap? Do you see longer term this having some sort of an effect on where you focus internal effort from a development standpoint?
Good question. So really, we started working with Amazon years ago, back when they were called Amazon Supply. So we have a great relationship with them. Our model, the Coupa business model, is that we have what we call an open business network, the Coupa Open Business Network. And that is critical and core to our business. The philosophy and what we're executing is the easiest way for a customer to connect to any of the suppliers that they need to do business with, whether those suppliers are in a marketplace like Amazon Business or Alibaba, or a direct relationship with those suppliers. That's not going to change, because there will never be a day where a business can get every single thing that they need from one supplier, one marketplace. Think about your personal life, the parallels in your personal life. You can't get everything that you need to run your life for goods and services from one Amazon website. The same thing is true in business. So as it relates to adjusting our development capabilities or our focus, I don't see that happening. I see us focusing on the Coupa Open Business Network, which is all about open connectivity to the world's suppliers. And there's hundreds of millions of suppliers in the world. we are constantly innovating, making it easier and easier for our customers to do business with their suppliers, whomever they may be, and wherever in the world they may be located, whether it's a single person sole proprietorship to the world's largest companies serving them, and everything in between.
And so maybe as we wrap here, because we sort of started by talking about how everyone is familiar with Amazon from more of a personal standpoint, maybe the experience and the years now that Coupa has had an opportunity to work with Amazon, perhaps you could answer a question for me that's always been something I've wondered about. Is it true that there are, in fact, actual human beings that work at Amazon? Is this partnership evidence that there's actually a building full of human beings someplace that work there?
They are. And honestly, they are so nice. They are really, really great people. And our relationship with them on many different levels has been wonderful through the years. And I expect the same thing. I expect, again, a spirit of partnership where they understand they have a marketplace. They understand that they're working to grow their marketplace. And they understand that Coupa, having access to hundreds and hundreds of companies worldwide that need the goods that Amazon Business supplies, as well as the services and everything else they need, that building relationships to procurement providers is critical to their success. So we do see, again, we see an open world. We do not see a world that is closed off and is a private network, closed network. We think those models are either dead or dinosaurs, frankly. This is all about the open business network and executing on that, being able to work with any business anywhere in the world easily, effortlessly, increasing efficiencies, reducing costs in the process. That's really what the internet has enabled, and it's 2016. We're going to keep going at that full speed ahead.
Great. So as I mentioned, for anyone interested in learning more about this and what it means for their procurement operation, you can click the link on today's episode page to learn more about Coupa's Amazon Business Partnership. Donna, thank you so much for joining us and giving of your time today.
Absolutely. Kelly, it was great working with you and talking to you this morning.
Thank you.